This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 48th episode of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts. I've been developing software for over 19 years, and I'm developing iOS apps for over 9 years. I'm running Dutch CodeCats for close to 8 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about going open source, powerful advanced Swift techniques for complex apps, how async sequence works internally in Swift, using convert functions to make animations in Swift, Danny's Monday morning tweet, and then something else. A lot has happened last week. I think the biggest one is that I submitted my letter of resignation at my current job, and that went down well. I'm still in the process, of course, of handing everything over to my colleagues and making sure that that they're well taken care of after I leave. But it really took everybody by surprise. I kept it under the rug for a reason, because I just wanted to make sure that if my job search didn't work out, that I didn't have any bridges burned behind me. So yeah, everybody was really surprised, including my manager. And she was really floored by it a little bit, because we had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks on various topics. Yeah, it especially the shortness of the duration of time that is still left, that was the hardest part, because in 5 weeks from now, I will be starting at a new job. And this job will be at Stream. And Stream is a company based in Amsterdam and Boulder, Colorado. And what they do is they create a chat and timeline type of SDK that you can use in your apps or on your website. And what I will be doing there is I will be part of their developer relations team. And my role is developer relation engineer iOS. So from what I understood from the position and the offer letter that I signed, it is about me creating sample code for users of their SDK, and also a lot of writing of articles and creating other content to help people understand what you can do with their product, and also to just get the word out on their product. Obviously, my podcast is my podcast. It won't be a channel for my day job. So occasionally I might mention something about it, but it won't be taken over by my day job. Just the way it is, like right now, it hasn't been taken over by my day job as well. Sometimes I mention it, but it's not the focus of my podcast. So, on that note, this is actually a very special episode to me. At the beginning of the episode, I called it the 48th episode of my podcast, but it is actually, this specific episode is episode or recording 100 that I'm uploading a little bit after I've done recording this. My 100th upload on my podcast feed. So I have 48 regular episodes and I have 52 other style episodes. So mostly those are interviews, but sometimes I throw in something different in my feed. Like I'm going to try to create tomorrow evening. So tomorrow evening I will be recording with a couple of iOS developers. I have no clue how this will work out, but if the end result is good enough, I plan on publishing it on my feed and just see what people think, and if there's any more people on my Twitter timeline that self-confess on their love for mechanical keyboards, and yeah, just have a discussion and some banter about this very deep and broad topic called mechanical keyboards. So I mentioned it occasionally in my newsletter, but yeah, who knows? Episode number 100. To me, it's just a number. I'm more impressed myself with next month, because on October 13, It will be 1 year ago that I published the first episode of my podcast. So then I would be doing this for a year. Yeah, plan is to keep on doing what I'm doing. And hopefully you have some feedback on my close to first year of podcasting. Maybe I will slow down a little bit. Maybe I'll start doing different things still related to iOS development. Yeah, it can go in any direction that I like, really, because it's my thing, and I just do it because I enjoy doing it. So that's a bit on the personal news thus far. Yeah, if you have any feedback on this milestone, or these multiple milestones, really, just reach out on Twitter, at AppForce1. And I always like hearing feedback and hearing from people what they think. Talk to me online. I really like it when people do that. So let's continue with this week's articles. The first article is called Going Open Source by Daniel Saidi. It's a post in which Daniel describes what his thought process is on creating source code open source, why he's creating certain apps publicly and as open source libraries or as open source code bases. He gives some background and he describes what his current projects that are available online are. And he also lists what his reasons are to go open source with his code. He also lists some reasons why you might not want to do it. And he also explains that there are some unexpected side effects with going open source. So it's not a silver bullet. There's a lot of work that you actually have to do if you want to create something open source and be successful with it. But I do think that Daniel, a nice overview of some of the thoughts that you should have when considering creating a library or an app to be open source and publicly available on GitHub. So have a read of his article and just see what you think. And I know that Daniel would love some feedback on his article and just your thoughts on what he has written down. The next article, well, it's not really an article. It's half a book, really. It's by Matteo Manfredini. It's the Powerful Advanced Swift Techniques for Complex Apps article. Any iOS developer at some point feels the need to make the step from basic to advanced concepts. You can get a lot of mileage from the fundamentals of Swift and iOS development, but working on complex projects demands a new set of tools if you want your code to be reusable and remain at the same time maintainable and testable. So if you are looking at expanding your Swift knowledge into more advanced topics and understand why you should need such concepts, the article by Matteo is just what you need. He has split up his article in five chapters, and it's a good overview. It takes you on a path on why you would want to spend some time on architecting and creating more complexity and also being able to support more complexity in your apps. So have a look at this article. Tell me what you think, because this is a long article to go through, but I do recommend you to take the time. And also, if you're ever looking for a course for somebody to teach you on advanced iOS concepts, Matteo has something that's just right for you. So have a look at his stuff. And this article is a great introduction to what Matteo can actually do for you. Next article is How Async Sequence Works Internally in Swift. Bruno wrote an article in his series on new structured concurrency features. And it's a deep dive on how async sequence works behind the curtains. So he describes a bit what's the difference between sequences and async sequences. Wow, this word really trips up my tongue. And it's a thorough overview of how an async sequence could work internally with the concepts that are available in Swift 5.5. So it's a nice deep dive to just discover what an async sequence is and how it can work for you. And just by knowing how it works internally, I bet that you can come up with use cases for this in your code base. So have a look at it. And let Bruno know what you think, and make sure to also mention me while you're doing that. The next article is by Leonardo Maia Pugliese, Using Convert Functions to Make Animations in Swift. It's a nice overview of how you can use animatable properties in your UI kit code. This really ties in with an article I linked to, I think, in my previous podcast episode, that is about animating stuff in Swift UI. The reason that I picked this article this week is that this article really shows you how convenient and how easy it is to do animations in Swift and UIKit. So just have a look at this article, enjoy it, play around with your user interface. You can really, any view hierarchy, you can throw some animations at it and you can get some really crazy effects going on your screen in no time. And then the challenge is, of course, to make it look good and behave in a way that you really want to showcase to your end users. But this article is a nice introduction to just start playing around. And I hope you enjoy it. And that's already the final article for this week. I used a lot of the front matter for my personal announcements this week. I think I had my reasons. And I do want to keep this episode below the 15 minutes mark. So let's quickly continue to Donny's Monday morning tweet. Filip Nemecek has updated iOS feeds to include useful stuff section, which currently has just two items. So he's going to be looking for more entries in his useful stuff sections on iOS feed. So look at this tweet on Donny's tweet. And maybe if you know something that Filip can add to his useful stuff section, just throw it at him and who knows. TunesDev is back in the content creation and trainer release of a new video explaining how you can use async await when working with an API. So knowing the content that he creates, this is going to be a good one. So look forward to seeing the end result. Leo Gideon, as always, is really busy with publishing and recording and publishing new versions of apps and podcast episodes and who knows what. But most of all, he's going on his first post-COVID field trip with his daughter to Greenfield Village at the Henry Ford. So that's something to look forward to, Leo. Stuart, he just released the first of five new videos in a SwiftUI series building an app to use the photo picker and camera and use zoom and pan on images. Also, it includes local data persistence. So a new video every 2 days. And the course page, which is free, can be found at the link that he mentions in his tweet. Robert is trying to find focus and motivation, which is a recurring theme for him. So he's going to do some walking, and if his brain is playing ball, he's going to chip away at two apps, and he's trying to come up with front and mentor web dev practice, and he's going to research cheap TEFL online courses. Okay. No idea what that is. Daniel is just mentioning that he's very happy with Donny's Monday morning tweet and that he's always very happy to see it. And he's very thankful that Donny is doing them and that Donny is actually sticking to the tweets. Daryl is teaching TCP/IP theory, Wireshark and network programming in C as adjunct faculty at a small college in this term. So he's writing slide decks and teaching the material to help him resolve some holes in his knowledge base. And he highly recommends teaching for all subject matter experts, because of course teaching is the best way to learn something through and through. Mark is working on finishing his website refresh for Get Memento. He just released version 4.0, and that's the biggest update that he has done in years. And the list goes on and on with people releasing apps and doing all kinds of fun stuff, because in some parts of the world COVID restrictions have relaxed a little bit. So I'm seeing a lot more things people are doing over the weekend, things outside of their own home, which is it's awesome to see. And as always, I hope people stay safe and practice good choices in whatever they're doing. And that's about it for this week. If you have any feedback on my 100th episode or my job switch or any content in my podcast, let me know. Reach out on Twitter at AppForce1 and let me know what you think. Also, if you are a one-time sponsor on GitHub at a specific tier, you can actually get a shout out on my podcast. More info on my GitHub page. Talk to you again next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.